We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Term deal.
No.
Now, he can opt out of this and then go try to get a long-term deal from somebody else. And I guess somebody will give him one because there are dumb franchises in the NBA. But I saw people talking about, like, should the Grizzlies do something for Kyrie Irving? Let me be clear about this. Absolutely not.
Good Lord, no.
No, do not bring that.
Thank you.
Do not bring Cuckoo Kyrie to Memphis under any circumstances.
No.
I don't want that guy anywhere close to anything I care about.
No. Yeah, that is not a good idea.
I don't want him close to anything I care about. I don't want him close to my kids. I don't want him close to my NBA franchise. I don't want him anywhere close to anything I care about.
It will be interesting, though, if he does end up leaving Brooklyn in the offseason, like what Durant does, because that team just has nothing.
Dude, they were supposed to be this super trio of Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden, and now it's Kevin Durant, Ben Simmons, who never plays.
Right.
And Kyrie Irving, who is just cuckoo Kyrie.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Meantime, KD's old teammates are winning another championship, and he acts like he's unbothered by all this.
Right, right.
It has to be driving him crazy. Like, he wasn't going to get what he was after at Golden State. I get leaving. I totally understand leaving. But he could not have... It doesn't appear he could have left for a worse situation.
Oh, I think that's true. I would be shocked if he's there for the long term, if they don't make some kind of just massive overhaul to surround him by guys he wants to play with.
It's a mess in Brooklyn, and everything Kyrie Irving's touched has been bad. He was a problem in Cleveland, asked for a trade, went to Boston, was a problem in Boston. Now he's been a problem in Brooklyn. I don't know why any sensible general manager would even be remotely interested in giving him a long-term deal. Now, if you're the Lakers, and like it's very hard to find a deal that works there, although people keep throwing it out. But reportedly, the Lakers would be interested. I sort of get it because, like, you're in a bad spot too.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, we can take our bad spot, and if Kyrie Irving messes it up, what is he really messing up? We don't have anything right now anyway. But if he's special and locked in, then maybe you can get something with Kyrie and LeBron and AD and whatever that looks
like.
Yeah,
like the good version of that is great.
He's a great player.
Yeah, right.
He's a great talent.
Right.
He's just not a good teammate and not somebody I would want in my franchise. So I wouldn't – let me rephrase. Any sensible manager, who's got his franchise in a good place right now would be crazy to touch this guy. But if you are running the Lakers and you're not in a good place right now, maybe it's worth trying something here. I'd at least entertain it. But for the Grizzlies, absolutely not.
No, thank you.
The only time I want Kyrie Irving in Memphis is when – he's playing against the Grizzlies, never four.
Story number four.
It's an interesting story. Elon Musk's daughter is going to court this week to change her name. She wants to go by the name Vivian Jenna Wilson and take her mother's maiden name because she no longer wants to be associated with her father. And I should say, just for the sake of the story, Vivian Jenna Wilson, soon to be, was born Xavier Musk and is now a transgender woman.
Okay.
And there has been Elon Musk on Twitter, like, not speaking so kindly about transgender people.
I noticed.
So, on one hand, I guess I get it, but far be it from me to give other people advice. But about the last thing I would do is separate myself legally from the richest man in the world.
Yeah, I mean, that's... You're leaving a lot of money on the table, it appears.
I mean, I don't know what anybody's will looks like, but if you're one of the children of the richest man of the world, when that man dies, you got to be in a pretty good spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't even think I like Elon Musk. He seems to make a nice car, but there's some other stuff about him that's not that attractive.
Yeah, I think he's doing good things for the environment, it appears.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
I would be related to Elon Musk tomorrow if there was a way for me to do it. Like, if Elon Musk picked up the phone and said, hey, GP, enjoying the show. My daughter is going to court to make it where she's legally not related to me anymore, but I had a certain number of children that I liked, and now I'm one short. Would you be my new child? I would 100% do that.
Yes, Dad.
I would call him Dad. I would call him my dad.
Yes, Father.
Just for the, like, you never know. He's into all these space rockets and stuff. How crazy is it to think he might
die? He would give you a rocket.
I don't want a rocket.
Oh, but yeah, but the retail value of those has got to be through the roof.
I'll put it on eBay.
Yeah.
You know, he'd give me a rocket, I put it on eBay.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, no, hey, tomorrow's never guaranteed. Remember, I read that somewhere, Big Bet Bennett?
Yes.
I'm just saying the guy's worth like $200 billion, and there's a chance he dies, and as one of his children, I'd get, let's just put it at $20 billion.
Man, yeah, that is hard to pass up.
Do you know all the awful things you would have to do to me or tweet to make me not want to be related to you if you were worth $200 billion?
Hey.
In fact, I don't even think there's anything on the list.
I mean, listen. I respect her for having a conviction about this.
I do, too. On some level. I respect it.
It couldn't be me.
It would not be me.
No.
Elon Musk could tweet bad things about me every day. As long as I was still related and in that will, I'm just going to take it. I just mute him on Twitter, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's a good point.
I just mute him on Twitter. Nobody I want to be related to more than Elon Musk. And this and this person is actually related to Elon Musk and saying, I can't do it anymore. What a wild world, you know?
Yeah, it is wild, man.
World's crazy sometimes.
Dude, it is. Yeah. I'm just trying to keep my sanity.
I can't even make sense of it sometimes.
I can't either.
I'd be related to Elon Musk as quickly as I could do it.
Yep.
And somebody's actually getting up and going to court to try to undo it. That's wild to me. I don't even like to go to court to pay a parking ticket. You know?
I hate going to court.
Yeah. This person's voluntarily going to court to make sure they're no longer related to the richest man in the world. That seems short-sighted.
Yeah.
It's not what I would do. Jeff Calkins is up next.
Coming up next, it's Jeff Calkins joining the Gary Parrish Show each and every weekday just after 5 p.m. Really, around 5:05 or so. You just never know. Gary Parrish with Jeff Calkins on the way on 92.9 FM, ESPN. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We buy any car. We buy any car.
Did you know trading in your car at a dealer could cost you money? A recent study found consumers who trade in their car pay an average of $990 more. So don't trade in. Sell it to We Buy Any Car. Learn more and get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Find out how much your car's worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Did you know there's a Space Channel?
One of the most exciting projects in the solar system.
Space Channel's got movies, original series, news, music, and so much more.
We have come to visit you in peace.
Now we're getting to what they call the moment of truth.
Download the Space Channel app on your connected TVs and mobile devices. Just go to the App Store and search Space Channel. Do it now. It's free.
Space Channel. Front row seat to the final frontier.
If you are drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and will free you from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardships consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, or you even have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to live in fear. but you have to call the Community Tax Helpline. Do not take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even go after your Social Security check.
Call Community Tax today, 800-375-1211. To end your tax troubles, call now, 800-375-1211. Get a free consultation. Call 800-375-1211. That's 800-375-1211.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at RedRiverToyota.com. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What if I thought I knew you? Really, what's it to you? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you? What's a poor boy with exquisite taste to do? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you?
When disaster strikes, you know who to call. I do. It's Service Master by Cornerstone, largest franchise in a 600-mile radius. But you don't just call them because they're the largest. You call them because they're the absolute best at solving problems after a disaster. Like, look, I hope you never have a disaster. Wouldn't that be an awesome life to never have to deal with disasters? Like fire damage, and smoke damage, and water damage, and mold, and damage caused by a storm. But odds are you're going to have to deal with this stuff at some point. And when you do, what I want you to do is call Service Master by Cornerstone. Their motto is, we don't pray for disasters. We just pray we get called when there is one. So remember the name. Locally owned, locally operated, Service Master by Cornerstone. 901-624-9200 is the number. 901-624-9200 is the number. They're available 24-7. You need them 2 in the afternoon, 2 in the morning. They're going to be there for you. Service Master by Cornerstone on the web, smcornerstone.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
You know, I was thinking about this as I was talking about Service Master. Mm-hmm. And I know they could never acknowledge this, and neither would I publicly.
Yeah.
Although I'm about to do it publicly. Like, yeah. Would you pray for disasters? If your whole business was tied to cleaning up disasters? Like, would you? Would you want a house to catch on fire every once in a while?
I don't know that you'd pray for them, but there's no question that if you are in the disaster cleaning up business, like a good, you know, like straight line wins a good thing, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You wouldn't want anyone to get hurt.
No, like if you
causing trees to fall on the house there's no question. Good thing.
Yeah, like if you were sitting around at night and they were like, and the lead story tonight on local news is the area is projected to be hit by straight line winds tomorrow. You'd be like, right. Okay, let's go.
Right. Exactly right. No, that is 100%. I don't believe that they, like I saw Tyler out at the golf tournament the other day. He's a, they're good. Sponsors mm-hmm. of the Memphis Golf Tournament. They're good people, good sponsors. I don't believe they're out there praying for disasters. What would that feel like? Dear God. Please send us some disasters. Like, not big disasters, just small disasters. I don't want anyone to die.
Right.
I just like some they're not doing that. And I think it's a little bit like if you work in the funeral home business. You don't have to pray for people to die. You just know they're gonna, right? Like in the end, you know that sooner or later everyone's coming through your door. And so the question is just, how do you get your share of the business? Because inevitable that people die, you pay your taxes, and your toilet backs up or something happens, a tree falls on your house. These things are the inevitabilities of life, GP.
I think if I were going to pray, I would start it with, do you say dear God? Is that the way you do it?
Yeah, okay. Dear God.
Okay, dear God.
You can say Lord.
God or God. You just have
or dear Lord.
You know, whatever.
Yeah, just Lord.
Dear Lord.
I say, okay, Lord, just like Lord.
Yeah.
Like Bennett.
Yep.
Okay, I got it. I'd say, Lord, listen, I could. You know, business is kind of slow right now. I could really use some disasters. I don't want anybody to die, and I don't want the disasters to impact anybody who doesn't have proper insurance coverage. I don't want folks to be financially devastated by this.
Right.
But, you know.
Someone who could use a new roof.
But if somebody could use a new roof anyway, and they got roof damage from a, you know, hail or something, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
Right.
Amen. You know, I would say amen, I guess.
You know what you'd say? And you'd say, and I'd say, prayers up. Prayers up. Send out our prayer warriors to you know, get some disasters going.
By the way, let's stop here for a second.
Do not be. What? Yes.
No. I'm not doing that.
Take on prayers.
I'm not about to take on prayers. I just get a little frustrated when I see people on Facebook and they say, could really use some prayers right now. And everybody's like, prayers up, prayers up. And I'm like, well, what's going on? Can you tell me what's going on? I want to know what's going on.
Oh, you want some specificity.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to just wonder about what's going on with you. I want to know what's up.
I will say there's a lot, sometimes you get, in fact, I saw this today. Someone said, I could use my prayer warriors. My wife is having surgery tomorrow.
Perfect.
And I think it's for a knee or something. And so that way you know what you're praying for, you know, and it. I think God likes a little specificity. He doesn't need to interpret everything. You know, he knows all. She knows all, sees all. But still, it does just raise questions. Of course, I don't need to know. Like, do you really have to say, listen, dealing with some sexual dysfunction here, and I could really use your prayers, you know?
Like, well, you know, if you're dealing with sexual dysfunction, you don't ask for prayers on Facebook. You just go to, like, GetRoman.com. Don't you? What are you doing messing around on Facebook?
Whatever it is. Like, you know, like I got prostate cancer, and do you really? Do I need to say that?
I think I'll take medical scare. I'm dealing with a medical scare.
Oh, medical situation?
Yeah.
I guess it's not. What do you think in when people ask for prayers on Facebook?
Oh, God. Sometimes it's as simple as like a
medical.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Sometimes it's job. Finances.
Yeah, it could be any job. Sometimes it's attention seeking.
Sometimes you think it's just flat attention seeking?
I think sometimes people just want you to be thinking about them when you ain't thinking about them anyway.
I'll tell you the ones I hate. I hate the, if you really care about me, copy this.
Oh, God, I would never.
Copy this, put it in your thing, and whatever. And there's literally nobody I care enough about to do that. They don't ever seem to eliminate you after you don't do that.
I'll take it a step further. If I care about somebody and they put one of those things on Facebook, I stop caring about them.
It's like a test. And I don't need your test.
I don't need your test.
How much I care about you.
If you're a real friend, get into the replies and tell me the first thing you remember about me.
That's nauseating.
The first thing I remember about you is that you're annoying on Facebook.
Have you ever done that? I don't know the first thing, but my most recent thought is you're really annoying on Facebook when you need some, you know, testament to my love for you. These are your Facebook friends. They're just Facebook friends. That's all they got to do. All they got to do is occasionally wish you happy birthday or hit a like on something.
Yeah,
that's the extent of their obligation.
The most you're getting out of me on Facebook is I'll like your pictures. That's as far as I'm going.
Saying you're in my comments the first time we met and what my favorite color is.
I ain't got time for that. I barely remember your name. I don't even know how we became Facebook friends. What are you talking about? I gotta write a paragraph about the first time I met you. I don't ever remember meeting you. I don't even know who you are.
Oh, yeah, that's
and when it comes to the prayer stuff, like, I got to be, because what if, you know what? What if they say, hey, prayer warriors, I could use a prayer. And you're like, well, God, they didn't get very specific. They didn't get specific at all. I wonder what they need prayers about. What if they're on the other side praying for disasters? Now you're praying for disasters too? I just need, before I start praying for you, I need to know a little bit more.
You need to know what you're praying. Oh, you need to know. I see. You need to know what you're getting on board for.
Yeah.
Right.
Can't just be praying for anything, can you?
Right. What if they're praying for their arch rival to be, you know, to be smoked down? Right.
Right. And now I'm on board with that. I can't
you're
be.
On board. Hey, I want Jim to get away. Hey, God, could you help Jim get whatever he wants? And what Jim wants is for Big Bad Bennett to get smut, whatever the word is there.
And now I just put murked. And what he wants is for Big Bad Bennett to get murked. And then now suddenly I'm praying for Big Bad Bennett to get murked?
Yeah, no, you need, I can see what you're saying there. You need some specificity.
Yeah, I need some more information. I see it all the time, though. People just asking for prayers with no more details. Let the record show, I refuse to pray for you unless you give me details. Like, hey, I need some prayers because my daughter is sick. Okay, I'm happy to help you.
I have just medical. So even a medical situation, that's good enough.
Medical situation is good enough.
Financial challenges, dealing with some emotional challenges, whatever it is. Need some prayers. Jason and John are taking the week off. I need some prayers. Yeah. I'm back here. Whatever it is.
Just tell me what it is, then I get to decide whether or not I'm going to devote a prayer to that. Whether I'm going to talk to the Lord for you. But I'm not just going to talk to...
I do actually like that you can get support on Facebook. You can get support on Facebook. I know people say it's fake and it's not easy and whatever else. It certainly is easy to say prayers up. What percentage of people who say prayers up do you think actually then, other than saying prayers up, which is its own small prayer, I guess, other than saying that, actually then take the time to pray for you?
Oh, I think a lot of people.
I think a lot of people, but does everybody? Do some people just not say prayers up and then they don't bother to follow through with it?
Well, certainly, you know, but that's just people in general. Like most people,
right.
Lots of people don't.
You think more than half the people who say prayers up actually do say a prayer for you?
Yeah, like if you're willing to like a Facebook post that says prayers up, I don't know why you wouldn't just take 5 seconds and be like, Lord, send some prayers to Big Bet Bennett. Or however you do it. I don't know how to do it. I don't do it enough, but however you do it. Lord, this is me praying for Big Bet Bennett. He asked for it on Facebook, and so I'm following through. Like, you can knock it out in 5 seconds, I think.
Okay, that's good. That's good to think that. You know, or maybe they'll bring a casserole. That would be nice, too, you know, or whatever. They bring something to eat at your house.
Well, like, what if they were actually praying for someone to bring a casserole to their house? Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you then go? You would be like, why are you involving me in this? I don't need to be involved in your quest to get a casserole delivered. Why? Well, I don't need to be involved in that. And like,
when's the last time you ate a casserole?
Can't remember. I enjoy a casserole, though. I think
I don't mind a casserole with pasta in it, some kind of a cheesy tomato sauce or beef or something like that.
Yeah. Is Rotel a casserole? Because I like that.
Rotel is...
I mean, people use it. They dump it over like spaghetti noodles.
They use it as part... It can be part of a casserole. It is not itself a casserole.
Well, you take
But it can be deployed in the construction of a casserole.
Well, let's get the exact definition of casserole while Jennifer Biggs wants to choke us to death. A casserole is a variety. A casserole is a variety of a large deep pan or bowl used for cooking a variety of dishes in the oven. It is also a category of foods cooked in such a vessel. Basically, you just put something in a big pan and cook it.
And call it a casserole.
And call it a casserole. Yeah, I'm down with casseroles.
I didn't realize casserole started with the dish and then became the thing. It started with the actual instrument that you make it with. Rather than, I thought it was the other way around. I thought you started with a casserole is kind of a deep, is like a food that is a mixture of ingredients, you know, kind of deep and whatever else. And it happens to be made, and because it's made in this kind of a dish, we also call this dish a casserole. Rather than the other way around, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Which came first, the casserole or the casserole? Well, it turns out the casserole came first.
Very confusing. Macaroni casserole with cheese topping. I think I would like that.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like macaroni and cheese.
Rotel?
Is that a...
put in Rotel. Rotel isn't... Well, what does it say about Rotel?
Let's see what Rotel is. Rotel.
Wikipedia. I like the ones when they crush up Doritos in them. You know what I'm talking about? Like the chicken Dorito kind of deal?
You're getting a little out of hand.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
It has Doritos in it. I've literally never had a casserole with Doritos in it.
Oh, it's good, man.
No, I take my Rotel. You know what I like to put in? I don't ever make it. I just order other people. I just ask other people to do it. Chorizo.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
I love chorizo.
I like chorizo, too.
Which is the Rotel?
Like, Rotel is the can of the stuff. Yeah.
The Rotel is a spicy tomato thing. it's in and of itself is not good. Rotel is not good. When people say I like Rotel, don't they mean a cheese dip made with Rotel?
That's right. Rotel is merely an ingredient in what we call Rotel.
Right. Rotel is not, in fact, Rotel. Rotel, when you mean Rotel, you mean Rotel, and you're really talking about Rotel and cheese and stuff, and whereas Rotel is actually just that tomato stuff.
That's right.
In a can.
Yeah,
you wouldn't eat that. I
wouldn't want a little can of Rotel. Like, the Rotel is actually the little can that says Rotel on it, and then you got to get the big block of cheese, and then I think some chorizo.
And Doritos.
If you want Doritos, Bennett, I'll put Doritos in it. It doesn't matter
Doritos
to me.
Crushed up, Bennett, yeah.
I'm not here. If worst case scenario, we can pray on it, you know?
You could dip the Doritos into it.
I like that.
And the chorizo and the cheese.
I like that. Yeah. So what we call Rotel, I've literally never thought about this. What we call Rotel, like, hey, if somebody said, hey, can't wait for the Super Bowl party, I just want to let you know I'm bringing Rotel. If they showed up with a little can of Rotel, you'd choke them out, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no, certainly would choke them out. That's exactly right.
You would choke them out right there.
And you'd be justified in choking them out.
And then you might get charged for a crime, at which point you jump on Facebook and just ask for prayers.
Right. Or you just skedaddle out of here and use your sister's ID.
How about that? They can't find this woman. It's crazy.
Someone asked me over the weekend, everyone's, who is this? What's this crime you're talking about?
It is wild that it's not a bigger story in America.
I had to explain the whole thing.
I can't understand why it's not a bigger story in America. It's like two young, attractive women. One killed the other one, and now the one of them's on the run. Like, how is this not a bigger story?
The quintessential American story.
It's great. It's got everything we like in
our... It's not great. It's bad. Don't say it's great.
I mean, yeah, it's terrible. But... if you were trying to, like, grab the nation's attention with a crime drama, it's pretty good.
So I was talking about this over the weekend because you have avid listeners who listen to this. And they said, you know who else has disappeared? The guy who plays Flash, who was in...
I don't know much about him, but he's like, he's got people...
Has he disappeared too? Like, he's...
Yeah.
He played Flash and also... what's it called? The Advantages of Being a Wallpaper or something like that.
Yeah, Ezra Miller. Ezra Miller is his name, I believe.
They said he's disappeared. And I said, yeah, well, that's not the same, though, because he didn't murder anyone. It's harder to disappear if you murder someone than you... Like, he did some bad stuff, evidently, and seems to be mentally unstable. And the Flash film is about to come out, evidently, and they're thinking, well, he's so crazy, we may have to go... Or he has such bad PR associated with him now, we may have to go straight to Netflix as opposed to releasing it in the theater.
It's a $200 million movie, and the star of it is now embroiled in all these not great things.
Right. And isn't he also missing? Hard to have him on the PR.
I think they can't find him. Yeah, it was, somebody's parents were like, he's, like, you know, taking, you know, some mental control over our daughter type of stuff. I haven't followed it so closely. I know that's surprising because it seems like the type of story I would think.
No, it doesn't surprise me because there's nobody dead. And so you're
I can't commit. I cannot commit to these stories until somebody's dead.
Bar that they have to, right?
Yeah, there's a certain threshold before you get my attention, and it usually involves a corpse. And so, but he's like been accused of doing some not great things. The latest thing I read, even though I don't know enough about this, I know more than most probably. The latest thing I read was... the executives are just kind of hoping, okay, maybe
it doesn't get too bad.
Right, that's where they're at. Like, I hope maybe this will be the end of it, but they're not confident this will be the end of it. There were discussions about.
They're like with the Cleveland Browns, you know, the same thing. Just hope the New York Times didn't write a story about this. How much worse can it get? We got a $200 million vehicle here that's kind of, you know, it's going off the rails. Let's hope it doesn't get much worse. And that's whether you're with the Browns or the Flash, either franchise.
The Browns and the Flash are replicating each other right now. What a wild situation. Do you see this Elon Musk story or hear me talking about it earlier?
Which one? The one where he fired the people who did the letter, that one?
No. This one's even wilder.
Oh, okay. What's this one?
Okay, so he had Elon Musk was married for 8 years, from 2000 to 2008, to a Canadian author. Did you know that even? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I read her piece about it. Read her piece. She wrote a piece about how awful it was to be married to Elon Musk.
Wow, well, that's
you got to read it. It's fun.
Okay.
It's unnecessary for me to say this. She's an attractive woman. I just felt I had to say that. But yes, she is.
Yeah.
She's an attractive woman. She's an author. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't.
She has an essay. Go find it. It's good.
I wouldn't expect the richest man in the world to be married to anything right. other than that. So, okay. So he has some kids, and one of the children is 18 years old and transitioning, and is changing her name from Xavier Musk, which was the name she was given when she was born as a boy. I don't know. Like, I'm probably about to walk into a landmine.
Hey,
if you're out there, I'm doing the best I can. All right? So she's now changing her name to Vivian Jenna Wilson. She wants the name Musk gone. And she wants to take her mother's maiden name, which is Wilson.
Okay.
And she said the reason for the name change, and she's going to court on Friday to do this, the reason for the name change is gender identity and the fact that I no longer live with or wish to be related to my biological father in any way, shape, or form. She's done with her dad.
Sorry.
It's fine. She's done with her dad, who is also the richest man in the world. Is that short-sighted?
Seems like a...
I feel like that's short-sighted.
It does seem to me that's terribly short-sighted. Yes. It seems to me that is short-sighted. But listen, she has integrity, right? I mean, I'm sorry. Is she a she? She's a she.
Right? Yeah, we were on the right. She's a she now. She's a she.
Okay. They have integrity. She has integrity.
She has integrity.
And it seems very short-sighted to me. Now, on the other hand, her mom has, probably has enough money because of the settlement and whatnot that they probably have enough money to live on and whatever. But yes, it would seem like you'd want to remain connected to the richest man in the world.
I want to be connected to the richest man in the world.
Right. And I want to change the last Gary Parish Musk. Is that what you want to be?
If I have to be Gary Musk.
Well, what if you had to be Vivian Musk in order, like, so the, let's, what if you wanted a Vivian Musk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you had to be Vivian Musk in order to get access to the billions and billions. You would not do it.
Are you out of your mind? Now would I transition? I would not transition.
You wouldn't transition. You would change your name.
But of course. This can be the Vivian Wilson show tomorrow if you put me in Elon Musk will.
Okay, you would call it the Vivian. You would. Yeah, this is not true because CBS wouldn't want the... You know, Vivian Wilson, Ion basketball podcast.
Trust me, you put me in the will. We done with the CBS thing. All right. I'm now in Elon Musk's will. We're good.
You're in the will, but he's a young man.
I know. We need
him
to die.
He's not any younger than you. How old is he? How old are you? Who's older? Elon Musk.
I think I might be. Unfortunately, let's see.
I mean, then you'd have to off Elon.
He's a little old. He's 50. He's a little older than me.
Yeah, you wouldn't get your money. That's great. You're Vivian Musk this whole time,
right.
And at 92, you inherit, you know, when he conks off, you inherit however many billion is he worth?
219 billion is the last thing I saw.
Yeah, I do think, by the way, that don't you think it's really hard not to be totally screwed up?
Yes.
I can answer yes. Because you're fully formed. I don't actually think if I gave you $219 billion right now, it would screw you up too badly. It might bring out some of your worst impulses as opposed to your better ones.
Yeah.
But I don't think it would do your kids any good. Like, I would not wish 219 whatever billion dollars it is on Louie for you to have. I think it would be better for Louie for you not to have $219 billion. 100%.
Maybe, but... you know, it's all relative. Like, we struggle with this right now. Like, our oldest son has a credit card with his name on it, but, like, the bill goes straight to me. And he can just swipe that whenever he wants. And he does. Now, he doesn't really get reckless with it. Like, there's never been, like, a $700, like, you know, pair of shoes on there or something.
Right.
But he is 19 years old, and though he does work, you know, he has a summer job, he doesn't know what it's like and has never known what it's like to not be able to do something that cost money because it cost money. And, you know, so we've gone back and forth on this. Like, should we take that card away from him? On one hand, I don't want him worrying about Can I afford lunch today? Or working to try to pay for lunch today. I want him to be able to take advantage of what I've been able to do and have a blast being 19 years old. On the other hand, there has to be a negative to learning, to developing a mindset where there's no, like, I want this for lunch, I'm just going to go get it. I want this for dinner, I'm just going to go get it. I want a smoothie right now, I'm just going to go get it. I need some new shoes today, I'm just going to go get it. He's never seen a bill in his life. And I don't know what to do about that.
One of the nice things is, I think I know this about your son. He's motivated. You know, it is true that he hasn't had to pay bills, but he cares about making money. You know, he's not like, oh, the money just grows on trees.
Right.
Like, he's always had jobs. It doesn't seem to me that from that perspective, like, in the end, you want them to be deprived enough that they're hungry, right? Not literally hungry, but that they're motivated and that they're, I'll tell you, one of the people I admire the most in the world, my sister, now her kids just turned 25. Okay. So it's not exactly the same.
Right.
She had twins who just turned 25. It's not exactly the same, but so they graduated from high school, whatever, 7 years ago, something like that. Right. All through high school, they shared a flip phone. That's all they had. They shared a flip phone. And when they went to McDonald's, like if they went through the drive-through, driving up on a long trip, whatever, they were each allowed 2 items off the dollar menu meal.
Mm.
and they had money. They didn't have they weren't, you know, whatever. But they just all, like, so now I would take those kids and I'd drive through the Wendy's, whatever, and I'd say, what do you want? And they'd say, I'd have the number, you want the number 3? And they'd say, by myself, like all of me, like that. I do think it's really hard to do it, to keep kids, you know, to not just give them everything. Because on the other thing, if you just give them everything, they shut up, right?
Well, that's the other thing. It's easier to give them everything.
It's harder to not give them everything.
Well, it's like with our little guys, it's like, all right, that's enough. You're not getting the iPad back for the rest of the day. But then, okay, something pops up. I've got work to do. Mom's busy too. It's easier if they've got something to, like, where you could just say, all right, here, take the iPad. I've got to go do this real quick. It's just these things, I guess they're luxuries on some level. They do make being a parent easier, but I don't know that they make you a better parent.
Much worse.
Yeah.
I think they're, I mean, we were just talking about this. Some of the stuff is just totally cliche. But this is just true. And maybe your neighborhood's different. I do get the sense that in your neighborhood, kids are running around playing outside. But right now, look at how many kids are, you know, just, well, Americans generally are overweight. And then, well, the saddest thing is to see how many kids are overweight, right? And then compare, and now I sound like the guy, you know, whatever, compare what you were doing when you were in middle school or in elementary school to what most kids are doing now. You know, most kids, like, the entertainment is being on a video game as opposed to shooting hoops out front or playing. I'm literally of an era where we freaking played kick the can. Like, we played a game where you literally kicked a can. That's how bad it got. And we thought it was fun. And, but now when you've got, how the hell can you compare? Computer geniuses out there thinking the most entertaining ways and the coolest things to put into your computer. And they're fun. It's not like they're not fun. They're super fun. They're a lot more fun than kicking a can.
A lot more fun than kicking a can. Like, no, when I was my little guy's age, like, we went outside during the summer every day and played baseball every day.
Right.
We used a tennis ball, and we had bats and teams, and we kept stats.
Where'd you play?
It was in my front yard or side yard, and then it was, like, across the street, and then another yard. And then a really tall brown house with a wooden fence. And, like, that was the brown monster, like the green monster.
You
had a wooden fence. And it seemed gigantic to us. But every once in a while, I'll drive back through there just like, you know, I'm in the area.
Is the brown monster still there?
Oh, sure. Yeah. But it's such a small space. I mean, it's such a small space. But, for you know, when you're 6 years old, it doesn't look like a small space. And if you hit a home run, you hit a home run. And we did that every day, or some version of that, playing soccer, playing basketball. And my kids are outside quite a bit, but they're happy to stay inside. I tell you this, if Only one of them where they, because you can't leave them together because like something always goes wrong. Somebody's iPod dies. The other one wants that one. It's just going to be. But I swear, if it was just one of them at home, and I said, hey, I'm going to play golf, and I'll be back in a few hours. I want you to not leave this house. Just sit on this couch. They could probably do it. I mean, we'd never do that, obviously.
Right.
But they
right.
get so enthralled with Nintendo Switches and iPads that if you don't make them do something else, they're happy to not do anything else. That's true.
Yeah. So the bottom line is that I think Vivian Musk is making a mistake.
Yeah, but, I think so, too.
But for her children, I'm not sure. I think she may be doing the right thing.
Yeah, I'm skeptical of that. I'm skeptical of that. I think she probably needs to go on Facebook and ask for prayers. That's what I would do if I were her.
Prayers up.
Prayers up. All right, I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Prayers up, Bennett. You ever ask for prayers on Facebook?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Never.
Be back in a second.
Coming up later this hour, it's Dinner to Go. What to watch, read, and more from Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Go Yard all summer long with $5 Dinger Tuesdays on FanDuel Sportsbook. This season, all customers will get $5 for every home run hit by both teams when you place a $25 to hit a home run wager on Tuesday MLB games. And the best part about Dinger Tuesdays is even if your bet loses, FanDuel will pay you $5 for every home run. Safe to assume some homers will be hit, so what you waiting for? Pick your home run hitter and turn big swings into big wins. There's no better place to bet America's pastime than on America's number one sportsbook. Head over to your FanDuel account or download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up. We're using promo code Gary. That's promo code Gary on FanDuel, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus, $25. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
With the current complicated real estate market, what you need is the only agent who has the exclusive strategic options to sell your house, and that person is Josh Hysall, a man who knows how to navigate the market and get your home sold quickly and stress-free. With his Buy Before You Sell program, Josh can give you the cash that'll help negotiate the terms you desire on your new home. For maximum convenience, he can even make an instant cash offer on your current home. And don't forget, he always offers flexible fees, no upfront cost, and he'll let you out of the contract anytime risk-free. So please call the only agent I'd trust if I need to sell my home. Call the Josh Hysall team of Keller Williams Realty. 901-461-8147. That's the number. Or just look up joshhysall.com or Google Josh Hysall team.
Welcome to Allstate, where we bring it all together. And bundling your home and auto is good, right? And it saves you up to 25%. It all comes together. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Bundled savings discounts will vary by state. Saving up to 25% is a countrywide average of savings off the home policy. Combining the multiple policy discount for having auto insurance with Allstate and the welcome discount savings at enrollment.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Starting stronger starts at AutoZone. They've got battery solutions for free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
If you are drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of the special IRS tax programs that are available and will free you from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardships consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, or you even have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to live in fear. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline. Do not take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even go after your Social Security check.
Call Community Tax today, 800-375-1211. To end your tax troubles, call now, 800-375-1211. Get a free consultation. Call 800-375-1211. That's 800-375-1211.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Off the hill with the mean view. Nice house. If you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a roommate. He won't move out. If he won't smoke, he the cool out. And he drilled. Got the tool out. It's the Wolf Gang. Brooklyn Zoo out. Wu-Tang, you get you out. Then we woo out. It's a split mode, and they know you like the out. I'm cool and his mouth.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. It's a second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee or Mississippi, Elizabeth can help. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So, if somebody wants to support a local business that supports the local athletic department, then Elizabeth Rook Insurance is the agency for you. Let's talk about life insurance for a moment. Do you have a good policy? Do you have a policy at all? If not, you need to get one. You wouldn't want something to unexpectedly happen to you, and then you've left your family in a financial bind. Unfortunately, it happens to families every single day in this country, but it doesn't have to. It's avoidable, and it's affordable. You can get a life insurance policy at a better rate than you might realize. So get in touch with Elizabeth Rook. Let her help you. Two locations in the Memphis area, one in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other is in Covington on Highway 51. You can reach them at 901-867-SAVE, 901-867-7283. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance on the web, rookinsurance.com. NBA draft is Thursday night, and there's a headline today saying the Orlando Magic still do not know who they are going to take on Thursday night. Do you believe that?
No.
I don't either. What kind of sense would that make?
No, that is not a well-run franchise.
Yeah, if you don't, like, yeah. I understand you don't want to tip your hand.
Right.
But then, like, why wouldn't you just say, we're not going to discuss, we have a pretty good idea of what we're going to do.
Yeah, we're not going to discuss our strategy.
Just like, but I hate it when people say things that are obviously untrue. Like, I don't know who we're going to pick. We don't know who we're going to pick. Like, you've had the number one pick for weeks now. You've been evaluating these prospects for literally for years. You've sat down with all of them. You've worked them out.
Mm-hmm.
What could possibly happen between now and Thursday that would change the direction you're going with the number one pick?
No, I'm nothing.
Almost nothing.
No.
Like if one of them murdered somebody, that
happened. Sure, of course.
Yeah, but some things could, but almost nothing. So I don't, you know, whatever. I guess this is just your normal pre-draft press conference where people ask you questions and you say what you say, but I don't buy it at all. Jabari Smith remains the favorite to be the number one pick in the betting markets, but interestingly, that number is getting smaller. At one point, he was like minus 400. Now it's down to like minus 180. Chet Holmgren gaining ground in the betting markets, at least, to be the number one pick in Thursday's 2022 NBA draft. Orlando is slotted to pick first, but the idea that they don't know what they're doing, I don't buy that at all. Step up to the tee and take a swing at betting the PGA Tour on FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can bet the tour with a no-sweat first bet. If you don't win, you get up to $1,000 back in free bets. Use your no-sweat bet on players like Scottie Scheffler, Jordan Spieth, Roy McIlroy to win outright, finish in the top 20, win a head-to-head matchup, and more during this week's Travelers Championship. It's at TPC River Highlands in Cromwell, Connecticut. Betting on FanDuel is great because it's safe and secure. equipped to issue fast payouts and full of great promotions every single day. So go see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code Gary to get started with your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, official betting operator of the PGA Tour and a proud partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Be back with dinner to go.
Hey, Mid-South, have you been looking for the perfect vehicle for you and your family, but you're finding inventories at its lowest? Well, we have the solution at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on the Pike. Stop the searching. Stop the begging for a good deal. Come to Gossett, and we'll order the perfect vehicle for you at no extra charge. It'll be the color, the extras, the one you want to drive every day, all day long. Gossett will and can order the perfect vehicle just for you. It's easy. It won't take long. Won't break the bank. Won't make you wait for hours. 123 will order. Order what you want at Gossett 1901 Covington Pike. You won't be paying for market adjustments or added costs you can't even figure out. And you will not pay more than MSRP for your new Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram or Fiat. Now is the time that you drive past the rest and come to the best. Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat online. GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
All pricing includes all rebates and incentives, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2022. Dealer stock only.
Did you know there's a Space Channel?
One of the most exciting projects in the solar system.
Space Channel's got movies, original series, news, music, and so much more.
We have come to visit you in peace.
Now we're getting to what they call the moment of truth.
Download the Space Channel app on your connected TVs and mobile devices. Just go to the App Store and search Space Channel. Do it now. It's free.
Space Channel. Front row seat to the final frontier.
Welcome to Now, the new open web. Now you can measure like you mean it. Stop media waste. Get greater returns. Find the future of TV on CTV. Explore the frontiers of digital audio and all emerging channels. Expand your brand now with Viant. Built for the new open web. Built for now. Try our Adelphic DSP today. Learn more at ViantNow.com/audio. Results may vary.
Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, Mid-South, looking for the perfect ride that's perfect for you? We Gossett at Gossett Kia on the Pike. And if you don't see exactly what you want, no problem, we can order it for you. Right now at Gossett Kia, get a 2022 Kia Forte LXS, $210 a month. 2022 Kia Soul LX, $219 a month. Both 36-month leases and $27.99 due at signing. And road trip ready SUV, 2022 Kia Sorento LX, $315 a month. 36-month lease and $34.99 due at signing. And all Gossett Kia is come equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we Gossett at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36-month leases, $650 acquisition fee, $30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit. Forte, $89.89, $848, MSRP $20,770, sold N78, $68.67, MSRP $20,880, Sorento NG128, $223, MSRP $31,980. Must finance through Kia, plus tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 7/5/22. Dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retail for details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm so bossy, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys.
It's June 20th. That means July 4th, just right around the corner. Got to get fireworks for the family. You're going to get them at Boom City Fireworks. Two locations in the Memphis area. 3rd Street South, that's one. Get Well at State Line Row, that's the other. That's where you're going to get the Mid-South's largest fireworks selection. They're open every day from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. You want to shop early to avoid the rush. And I don't know if you noticed, but it's hot outside. If you don't want to shop outside, You're going to want to go to Boom City Fireworks because it's an air-conditioned building. Get out of the heat. Go cool down. And buy fireworks for our nation's birthday. Largest selection of fireworks in stock. Sparklers, Roman candles, firecrackers, poppers, artillery shells, whatever you can think of, they're going to have them at Boom City Fireworks. Go visit the Facebook page. Just type in Boom City Fireworks in the search engine. You can get more information there. Look for daily specials. Again, shop early to avoid the rush. Boom City Fireworks, two locations, one at 3rd Street South, the other at Get Well and State Line Road. Let's do dinner to go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly talked, at least in the first hour, about the Grizzlies and Warriors and a rivalry that is now living on social media. Klay Thompson calling out Jaren Jackson Jr. after the Warriors won their fourth title in 8 years. That results in, among others, Ja Morant responding on Twitter. Then Draymond responds. Next thing you know, Draymond and Ja trying to schedule a Christmas Day game in San Francisco. Today, Warriors had their parade to celebrate that championship. Did you see the video of Draymond walking down the street?
Yeah, I mean, I saw some videos. What is the one you're talking about?
In the crowd?
Oh, they were chanting Whoop That Trick.
Yep.
I heard it.
They were doing Whoop That Trick.
How dare they?
In San Francisco.
Freaking tech nerds.
It's a fun little rivalry. Hopefully it's one that the Grizzlies get on the right side of at some point.
What should I watch on TV? Presented by Edwin Watts Golf.
Oh, wait, hang on now. Hold on.
What's the biggest game tonight? Oh. Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Big Bad Ben is trying to switch up the order.
My bad.
Can I interest you in College World Series?
Sure.
Ole Miss and Arkansas.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Okay.
Ole Miss and Arkansas.
Both, I wasn't prepared for this.
Both won their first games in the College World Series, so they're playing. It's coming up on ESPN. In just a moment, first pitch is going to be a little bit after 6 o'clock. And if it sounds like I'm stalling, that's because I am, because I forgot that they don't put odds on these games on the scoreboard page of my favorite website. But I got it now.
Okay.
Arkansas listed as minus 120. You can take the Hogs minus 120 or Ole Miss at minus 110.
Call the Hogs.
Oh, you're calling Hogs.
Call the Hogs.
This dude's calling Hogs.
Yeah.
You don't trust the Rebels from Mississippi.
Nah.
You're calling Hogs.
I like the Razorbacks.
Okay. I like them both. I like them both just fine. I couldn't possibly pick a side. My heart is divided between Razorbacks and Rebels. But Big Ben Bennett says take Arkansas minus 120, so that's what we're going to do, I guess.
What should I watch on TV? Presented by Edwin Watts Golf.
Can I interest you in Mind Over Murder?
Sure.
It's a new crime doc debuting on HBO.
Okay.
At 9 o'clock. It's the story of the six people who were convicted in the 1985 murder of 68-year-old grandmother Helen Wilson. Five of the six originally confessed to the crime, but then all six were later exonerated by DNA evidence in 2009.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That's a story.
It's wild how people admit to confess to things that they didn't do.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Well, I mean, it's understandable if you really take the time to learn about it. Like, it can happen to you, even if you think you wouldn't do it. But it is wild that that is something that actually happens. DNA evidence overturned the convictions. They were all six exonerated, and that starts tonight, episode one on HBO at 9 o'clock. Let me say this. If you're looking for a thing to stream, mm-hmm. You have HBO Max?
Yeah.
Have you watched Hacks?
No.
It's great.
I've heard it was good.
When I went to L.A. a couple weeks ago, it was just on the TV, like, as an option to watch. Mm-hmm. Season 1 of Hacks, right here on the TV, like, yeah. In your chair. And I'm like, well, I don't have to pull out my laptop. I guess I've heard good things. First episode's 24 minutes or whatever. I'll just watch this. Finished season 1 over the weekend. I mean, I'm late to the party. Everybody mm-hmm. knows it's great. But it's like, if you need confirmation, legitimately great.
Okay.
If you're looking for a fun, thoughtful, moving, funny, quick episode thing to stream, Hacks on HBO Max.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Well, I told you I wrote a story earlier today about the evolving nature of the NBA and how it has really devalued the center position and made guys who would decades ago, certainly even maybe 10 years ago, been first-round picks, turned into undraftable prospects. Exact same player, could have been a first-round pick 10 years ago. Now they can't get picked at all. If you haven't read that yet and you're interested, go check it out at cbssports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
It'll be Tuesday. So I'll be on with Calkins in the morning. Got a Stanley Cup final game tonight too, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Man, that's gotten a little lopsided.
Yeah. That's what I thought you were going to ask me about in the biggest game.
Arkansas and Alabama. Arkansas and Ole Miss are about to play baseball.
Just bonus pick, Lightning.
Again? You're going with the Lightning again?
Dude, they're the two-time defending champs. Like, they've got to wake up at some point.
They're getting rolled every night.
I know they are.
I don't know.
I know.
I don't know anything about hockey. I don't know why they're getting their asses beat every night, but they are. I know that they are. But you're still sticking with them.
I'm sticking with them tonight.
Okay, Big Bet Bennett. Yep. Enjoy your night. I'll enjoy mine. We're going to be back here tomorrow at 4 till then. Be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you are drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and will free you from IRS collection efforts, settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.